Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Path to Piety of 2012 is starting after Asr Salah at Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Friday, 6th of April, 2012. The noble companions of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are the ones who left this dunya successfully. They have to be followed in every aspect of our life. This introductory speech is presented by Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Quraishi Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Respected honorable brothers, respected listeners, respected sisters, and respected علماء kiram. Alhamdulillah, it is my honor and privilege to welcome every one of you with the universal greetings of Islam by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enabled every one of us to be part of this program, Path to Piety program. And subhanAllah, just as I was driving through, many, many youngsters in Islamic attire, many sisters, you know, where we could have seen the youngsters and the young ones going towards different direction, but today they were heading towards the direction of Path to Piety. SubhanAllah. And let this be the starting point of our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought every one of us to this noble, gracious gathering, Path to Piety program, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast, firm on Path to Piety till we reach our destination, which is Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah. Now, obviously, any program that we initiate or we start, it should always start with the recitation and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, I will call upon Shahid Man, who is a new hafiz, a new face in the roles of Hufaz. Alhamdulillah, in a very few years or very few months, he has completed his hifz, maybe less than 2 years. And alhamdulillah, very pious person. And obviously, the fortunate are his parents, his teachers that have put so much effort behind him. Inshallah, we will see a new hafiz today. He will come and recite Quran for us. And inshallah, after that, we will begin the program. Jazakallah khairan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad sadaqa Allahu rasulahu ar-ru'ya bil haqq. لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم.
JazakAllah for the beautiful recitation. Allahumma zid fazid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him in his knowledge. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless, give us all of us an opportunity to recite the Quran and understand the message of Quran. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Hamdan liman ja'ala ashab Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi نجوما لإهتداء الناس كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة كما قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه من كان مستنا فليستن بمن قد مات فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة أولئك أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا وأقومها هديا وأحسنها حالا اختارهم الله تعالى لصحبة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وإقامة دينه فاعرفوا لهم فضلهم واتبعوا على أثرهم وتمسكوا بما استطعتم من أخلاقهم وسيرهم فإنهم كانوا على الهدى المستقيم ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected honorable brothers, respected listeners, respected sisters, as the first topic and first session is on introduction to the Sahaba رضي الله أجمعين. In this session here, I briefly wanted to mention a few aspects of Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, why we chose the theme Sahaba, who are the Sahabas, and what we should know about Sahabas, and how are they related to our life, and how we can change our life. So let's begin. As far as Sahaba, we hear this word very often. Sahaba. What does Sahaba mean? Linguistically, in the Arabic language, Lughatan, when you look at the word Sahaba, it means a partner, a companion, associate, a person who's with you. Al-mulazamatu wal-murafaqatu al-mu'asharatu, that person who stays with you, who accompanies you. Now the word Sahaba is a very unique, sahib, the word sahib is a very unique word. In the back in the days, the word sahib was used for students. And I will mention the connection why it was used for students. You know, today, when we say a student, we don't even say the word tilmid. We say students or we say shagird in the Urdu language. But the real word, back in those days, in the early days, was sahib. That is why we find a sahibain. You know, when you say sahibain, who in Hanafif especially, when you say sahibain, it refers to who? Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, the two students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. But when you're saying shaykhain, it refers to the teachers, meaning Abu Hanifa and Abu Yusuf being the teacher of Imam Muhammad when you say shaykhain. So this is more obviously the term in the fiqh. So the word sahib was a very common word used for students, being a tilmid, being a student of a teacher. And why was this? Because the key thing was sahba, the connection. You're having some kind of sohba and connection with the student, with the teacher. And that is for that reason, a student will be called sahib. The word sahib also means a partner. It also means wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّكَ مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any children and any wife and any spouse. So the word sahib has multiple meanings. But now, obviously, in the context of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do we define Sahaba radiallahu majma'in? Now, because this is the introduction, now we need to understand who the Sahaba radiallahu majma'in were and how were they defined to be the noble companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are many definitions that people have come with. Many scholars have made various definitions. But the most famous one, I will just mention the most famous one. اختلف أهل العلم فيما تثبت به صحبته. But the most famous one was, إن الصحابي من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام. A Sahabi, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or who saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of iman, mu'minan bihi, having faith in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa mata ala al-islam, and he died upon Islam. This is the definition of Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. Now this definition here, let's try understanding this definition here. Now, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, he brings this definition here. Now, this definition here is quite broad, and it encompasses many different types of sahaba. Now, with this definition here, it includes man talat mujalasatuhu. You get some companions who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam throughout the whole time. Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam immediately. Therefore, he had a long time and long companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu anhu was the same. So those sahaba who had long companionship, they're also sahabas. وَقَصُرَتْ وَمَنْ قَصُرَتْ. And you get some companions who were only with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a minute, for 2 minutes. Some sahabas did not even pray salat, and immediately they became shaheed. وَمَنْ قَصُرَتْ. And you get some sahaba, وَمَنْ رُوِيَ عَنْهُ وَمَنْ رَوَىٰ عَنْهُ. You get some sahaba who narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there were many sahabas who did not narrate from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرْوِي. So many a times we find narrators, the sahabas narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously they are sahaba. But the ones that who did not narrate, those who did not narrate from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَرْوِي, who did not narrate from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are also sahaba. Likewise, وَمَنْ غَزَى مَعَهُ. There will be some sahabas who were with him in the expedition. And there were some sahabas who were not with him in expedition. They are also included in this definition here. وَمَنْ رَآهُ رُؤْيَةً وَلَوْ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ. And you get some sahabas who merely saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not have any further interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they just saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ مِنْ بَعِيدٍ, even from distance. Even from distance, they are also included in the definition of Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. And then we go one step further, and there were some who did not see Sahaba. I mean, there were some Sahabas who did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're going to say, how are they Sahaba then? They met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not see. Meaning, لِعَارِضٍ كَالْعَمَى. Because they were blind. We find the very famous Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Maktum radiallahu anhu. You find other Sahabas, because of vision impaired, because they were blind. As a result of that, they may have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this definition, they are also included, and they are also they're defined as to be sahabi radiallahu ajma'in. Now this definition is a very broad definition, and this is the most accepted definition as far as sahaba radiallahu ajma'in is concerned. So the first part is basically we need to understand who are we talking about. So we are talking about those who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of iman, wa mata ala al-islam, and they also died upon Islam. So in this broad definition, every person is included, all the companions are included to be sahabi. Now one of the principles that we need to understand, every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a very famous usul in muhaddithin, in the scholars of hadith. They say, as-sahabatu kulluhum adud. Every sahabi, regardless of what their condition was, but they were adul, they were trustworthy. They were a role model for us to follow, regardless of what people may have said about them. But Sahaba, they're all accepted unanimously, and no one has the right to criticize Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. Now, obviously, why? obviously we will ask ourselves this question, why? Well, the first reason is that we find numerous ayats, plenty and plenty of ayats. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the criteria, Aminu kama aman al-nas. We bring iman like how the Sahaba radiallahu majma'in brought iman. So the criteria for our iman and faith is based upon the Sahaba. It's that level of criteria. Now, just two verses I would like to share with you, just to understand why every Sahabi, whether they were Muhajirin, whether they were Ansar, they were from Medina Munawwara, regardless of their condition, every Sahabi was adul, they were trustworthy, and we cannot put any tainted mark upon them. And we cannot criticize any one of them. Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah At-Tawbah, وَالسَّابِقُونَ, the first ones who accepted Islam from the Muhajirin, وَالْأَنصَارِ, and the Sahabas who were in Medina Munawwara, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ, and those who follow Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in bi ihsan, with goodness, they follow them as they were supposed to be followed in Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises for them. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the glad tidings by saying, radiallahu anhu anhum wa radu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiallahu anhum وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not it. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them gardens. What kind of gardens? تَجْرِي. Beneath those gardens flow rivers, all kinds of rivers. تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, in which they will stay and live forever and ever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success a person can endeavor. This is the greatest success a person can achieve. This is the greatest success a person can attain and get. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and our young hafiz beautifully recited the verses, and this ayat is also very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'alal kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beauty of Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in, what kind of qualities they had. In this, ruhama'u bainahum, they were very compassionate with one another. Ruhama'u bainahum, you know, the such brotherly ties they had. Inshallah, when we have discussion with different topics, the scholars will elaborate and enlighten as to what Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, what kind of mu'akhat, what kind of brotherhood they had. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them, تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them. You know, we want to describe a person, you know, we may describe a person, this person is very intelligent, this person has, he's a CA, this person is an engineer, this person is a doctor. You know, these are our credentials. But over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them. What kind of characteristics Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of them when He is praising the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. They are always connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regardless of the condition. رُكَّعًا. They are bowing down before Allah. سُجَّدًا. Prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. They are always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of the condition they are in, they are always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سِيمَاهُمْ. And this is سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. You can see their face are shining. They're glittering. You can see the nur on their faces. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. You will see the signs being apparent on their faces and on their forehead. Min athari sujood, by making excessive sajda. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the companions, the noble companions, my brothers. We have a different way of describing people, but look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is exactly the same example which was given in the books before. For example, the book of Tawrat. مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ. The same example. It is mentioned, the Sa'id ibn Abi Hilal, Abdul ibn Amr radiallahu anhu asks Ka'ab al-Ahbar. Now Ka'ab was a very famous Yahudi alim, a Jewish scholar, and he was asked to describe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Torah about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, look how it was described in the books before us. It is mentioned, Ka'ab al-Ahbar says, you know, he was told, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ صِفَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأُمَّتِهِ. Describe to me the qualities of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his noble companions. So he describes, he says, أَجِدُهُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. I find them in the kitab of Allah, meaning Torah. He says, إِنَّ أَحْمَدُ وَأُمَّتُهُ حَمَّادُونَ يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ. The servant of Allah, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hammadun, always praising. They're always humming with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala kulli khayrin wa sharrin, regardless of what the condition is. Every condition, be it good or bad, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ يُكَبِّرُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَرْفٍ. Whenever they're ascending, the pride does not overtake them. Whenever they're ascending, the pride will never overtake them. Rather, they will be exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. يُكَبِّرُونَ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَرَفٍ. As they are escalating, as they're going above, they're going. And obviously, one is obviously physically going up, but one is when you're going up in terms of your status. And that is the time when you have problem. Now when you're going up, before you were earning, you know, your earning was so low. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, blessed you. Now you're, you know, now opportunities are opening up for you. Now you're, you know, your status is going up and up. That's when we tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِي. I've been given this because of the knowledge that I had. And this is what Qarun said. So that is a time when we lose the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Sahaba radiallahu ajma'een, they used to exalt and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though when they were ascending. And وَيُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ مَنْزِلٍ. When they used to descend, even at that time, they were praising, they were glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can go down, but glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is free from all kinds of faults. كُلُّ نِدَاءُهُمْ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. And it is further described in Torah, نِدَاءُهُمْ. They're calling adhan, they're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their voices are being heard in the heavens. Their voices are being heard in the heavens. لَهُمْ دَوِيٌّ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ. You know, they're humming in their salat, but you know, their voices are being heard in the heavens. كَدَوِيِّ النَّحْلِ عَلَى الصَّخْرِ يَصِفُّونَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ صُفُوفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. You know, these Sahaba radiallahu majma'een, you know, their qualities were so distinct. We pray salat, but the way Sahaba radiallahu majma'een, the way they prayed salat, as if the angels used to make safs. They used to make safs just the way the angels used to make safs. وَيَصِفُّونَ فِي الْقِتَالِ كَصُفُوفِهِمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ إِذَا غَزَوْا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. These were the qualities which are mentioned in Tawrat. Obviously, much will be elaborated in the topics to come. But the point I want to make here, my brothers, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises and praises the Sahaba radiallahu majma'in and the characteristics which are attributed to Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. Just to, you know, to make this discussion short, I had mentioned in the beginning, and I want to echo the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, this was a very famous statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنًّا فَلْيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتَ فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةُ. If a person wants to follow religious affairs, if a person wants to follow the footstep of someone, he should follow the footstep of those people who have passed away. بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتَ. Why? فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةُ. That person who is still living, There is no guarantee he can be the most pious person today, but tomorrow he can leave the faith. There is no guarantee he can be put into trial and test at any given moment. But those people who have successfully left this world, they are the people who we should be following. Then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. In true reality, those people who ought to be followed were the people of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he mentions the reason, and mentions, كَانُوا أَفْضَلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. They were the best nation on the surface of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran, and Hadith Umar radiallahu anhu emphatically mentions that these were the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. Oh, here Umar radiallahu anhu clearly mentions that these are the ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the noble companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were the best of nations. Why they were the best of nations? One of the reasons, أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا. They were very pure in their heart. Very pure. They had no ill feelings towards anyone. My brothers, today when we interact with someone, you know, our face has a different message and our heart has a different message. But Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, abarraha quluban. They were very pure. Their hearts were very clean. A'maqaha ilman. They had so much knowledge. But despite that, they were humble, down to earth. A'maqaha ilman. Deep, deep in their knowledge. But yet they were humble. أَقَلَّهَا تَكَلُّفًا. They were so informal. You know, today we always want to be very formal. The way we present ourselves, the way we articulate ourselves. But Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, they were very informal. أَقَلَّهَا تَكَلُّفًا وَأَحْسَنُهَا حَالًا. And their condition was the best of condition. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had chosen these people to be in the companionship of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to be to do the khidmat and the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then further Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, فَعْرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ. We need to acknowledge their merits, their characters, their virtues. We need to acknowledge that. وَاتَّبِعُوا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ. And we need to follow their footsteps. Follow their footsteps. And then he further mentioned, وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِمَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Follow them as much as you can. Follow them. Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. Min akhlaqihim wa siyarihim. As far as their characters are concerned, as far as their seerat is concerned, we need to follow them. By following them, inshaAllah, we will attain the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. At least close to that. Obviously, no one can attain the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. So these were Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. Now one point I want to mention here, just before we have our honorable guest coming and speaking here, Mufti Abdul Rahman, Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. Why, if you look at once upon a time, who were these Sahaba radiallahu majma'in? They were the same ones who used to worship idols. And their condition was such that when they used to worship idols, they actually had more idols than the population itself. They used to keep an idol in their pockets. They used to keep an idol in their homes. They used to keep an idol every single place. They were full of superstitions. But the same people, when they were touched by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the sahbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was such a drastic change in their life. As a result, they became the noble companions, ashabi kan nujum. You know, they were like the guiding stars. فَبِأَيِّهُمُ قَتَدَيْتُمْ إِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Any companion you will follow, you will be guided. How did they become like guiding stars? Because they were touched by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers, if you look at and ponder over the word sahaba, you know, the word, this is such a unique word. You know, we can get knowledge through internet today. We can get knowledge through books. We can get knowledge through distant learning. We can get knowledge through almost different channels which are available today. But yet we will not be able to get the ruh, the spirit, the spirituality that was supposed to come out with the knowledge. We will not get that until we have some kind of companionship with our shuyukh. And Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was an allama. Umar radiallahu anhu was a great faqih. Ali radiallahu anhu was a great faqih. But despite all that, they were not known to be allama. They were not known to be faqihul asr. They did not get these titles. Sahaba, being a Sahabi, being in the company and having the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sufficient, and that was the only title. And that title encompassed almost anything and every title that we can think of, because they were touched by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, my brothers, when we stay in the company of the spiritual ones, those that have this, you know, spirituality in them, when we stay in the company, we can also get the true essence of what knowledge is. That knowledge through we can see light. That knowledge which can drive us away from darkness into light. How can we get that? We can get that by staying in the company of the pious ones, the righteous ones. The last point I wanted to mention as far as Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in is concerned. Many times we find, as far as Sahaba is concerned, people want to put, you know, people criticize Sahaba. On a personal level, I was confronted with many different question marks as far as Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was concerned. And Sahabas, people say different things about as far as Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in is concerned. But in terms of deen, just wanted to mention one narration. A person comes to Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, and someone asks this question. You know, we have no right, regardless, obviously there are many questions, what happened between Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah. All these questions will definitely be answered. But we need to keep one thing in mind. Whether we understand, we don't understand, we revere, we respect every companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will mention two incidents. At one occasion, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ مُبَارَكُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَأَلَهُ أَمُعَاوِيَةَ أَفْضَلْ أَوْ عُمَرُ. Who is better? Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, he was asked this question, who is better? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu, who is better? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is better? Or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? And we know exactly Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He was only a khalifa, a ruler for 2 years, but he filled the whole earth with justice. And he was such a just ruler. So someone is asking that on one occasion you have Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and there was some apparent confrontation with Ali radiallahu anhu. So who is better? A person who had confrontation with Ali radiallahu anhu or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayh? The answer that was given, subhanallah, this is Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh says, لَتُرَابٌ فِي مَنْخَرِ مُعَاوِيَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلْ مِنْ عُمْرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ. That dust, that particle and dust which went into the nose of the horse is far better. When Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dust is even better than Umar ibn al-Aziz. Forget about comparing Muawiyah radiallahu anhu with Umar ibn al-Aziz. You can't even compare that moment that he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, look at the value of the company of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this we can see, look at the companionship and look at the value. That moment, that dust, whilst he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst he is in the sahbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the expedition, you can't even compare that moment with the entire life of Umar ibn al-Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. This was the status of Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. You know, one more narration which I want to share here. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى الْإِمَامِ أَبِي زُرْعَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. A person comes to Abu Zur'a radiallahu anhu rahimahullah, and he says, Ya Abu Zar'a, أبغض, you know, I have so much hate, na'udhu billah, for Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. قال لما, why do you have this? He said, لِأَنَّهُ قَاتَلَ عَلِيًّا, he fought with Ali radiallahu anhu. Abu Zur'a says, إِنَّ رَبَّ مُعَاوِيَة, the Lord of Muawiyah, رَبٌ رَحِيمٌ. Such a beautiful answer given, especially for those who say negative things about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. We should listen to this answer very carefully. He says, إِنَّ رَبَّ مُعَاوِيَة, the Lord of Muawiyah, رَبٌ رَحِيمٌ, is a very compassionate Lord and Rabb. وَخَصَبُ مُعَاوِيَةَ, and the opposition of Muawiyah. Who was the opposition of Muawiyah? Ali radiallahu anhu. وَخَصَمُ مُعَاوِيَةَ خَصَمٌ كَرِيمٌ. He is also a very noble opposition. Not like us, you know, when we break into a fight, then we go to the tee. Regardless what we can, you know, we will try our best to defeat that person and put the person down. But Sahaba radiallahu majma'in, they were different. The opponent of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, he's a very noble person. فَمَا دُخُولُكَ, you know, why are you interfering in their matter? They can forgive each other anytime. So what do you have to do? Why are you wasting your breath and your time by criticizing Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? You may be taken to task. They will forgive each other. So this is the, you know, this is the, you know, the tone we're supposed to be having in regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Now just to conclude, why we chose this theme here. The first reason was, this theme here, I was actually waiting for the kitab, Itmamul Wafa fi Sirati Khulafa'ir Rashidin. And this is a very unique kitab. And subhanAllah, we saw that the workshop is completely sold. Even before the program can start, subhanAllah, the zeal of people, it was, you know, sold already and it's completely booked. Now that book was available and it covers different aspects of Khulafa'i Rashidin. And obviously it will answer many different questions. So that book was available and it was miraculously available. We are the first recipients of this book here in a new edition. Alhamdulillah. And along with this, obviously, we have great scholars like Mufti Abdul Rahman and Sheikh Taha and many other scholars, but these two scholars will be rendering this class here. So this was one of the reasons. The second reason, which was one of the prime reasons, and that was, today we are seeing dark ages. You know, at one time, Rasulullah Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, prior to Islam, you know, stealing, you know, adultery, we can think about any kind of evil. It was prevalent. It was found before Islam, before the advent of Islam. But when they were touched by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything disappeared and they became the best of the nations. Today, my brothers, we may find ourselves doomed in many different evils. But my brothers, if we are touched by the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, just how they were touched by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can also come out from the darkness. قَدْ جَاءَكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّنِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions clearly that, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a light. We can also come out of all these darknesses and evil into light. And obviously, the third reason was that many a times we have different questions in terms of Sahabas. And we need to really understand, and obviously when we interact with, obviously we live in a cosmopolitan society. We live in a society where we have many different people. And obviously we are questioned by different ways. And how we can answer these questions, many a times the scholars are not able to answer these questions. So for this reason here, we wanted to dedicate this whole program just to Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, so at least we can have satisfactory information of them, and inshallah, we will be inspired by this program here, this fifth program of Path to Piety. Inshallah, every one of us will be inspired by the talks of the shuyukh, and as a result of that, we will be touched by the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, and we will be on their footsteps. You know, with this here, I call upon Mufti Abdul Rahman. Obviously, I have taken extra minute of, and I do apologize, Mufti Abdul Rahman. He's supposed to be, you know, starting his talk 10 minutes ago. So again, I just wanted to mention just a few things about him. I can just give a small bio of him as far as Mufti Abdul Rahman is concerned. Obviously, he has been coming with us, and he came here a few times. In fact, every program or Path to Piety, he has been with us, and he's been with us again. Mufti Abdul Rahman Mangera, Mufti Abdul Rahman ibn Yusuf Mangera. You know, one thing that I found, and I hope it can inspire not just our young ones, but it can inspire our ulama, astaghfirullah, I'm calling myself in the category of alim, but it can inspire every one of us. And that was, you know, he'd never ended his journey to knowledge. He finished his traditional course, and then he went to Syria, he went to South Africa, he went to different universities, and he traveled to different places. Regardless of his responsibilities, he's a father, he's also a husband, and obviously he has many other responsibilities. But despite that, it did not make an end to his journey for knowledge. He traveled on and on and on, and today I think I can comfortably say, just before he steps his ear, because he's in our midst, you know, just before he comes forth to the member, I think I can say with full confidence, and we should all congratulate him, that he was working obviously as a doctorate, and he was finishing up his PhD and his thesis. And alhamdulillah, he was telling me that just before a day or two, he was supposed to submit his thesis. And now obviously he has another recognition as a doctor, where we recognize him as Mufti, but at the very same time, he's also recognized to be a doctor. Subhanallah, his journey for knowledge carries on and on. And many are times, he used to call me at 7 o'clock, and if you look at 7 o'clock, it's past 12 o'clock, but he will be still busy, right, you know, in his books, translating kitabs. Many books he has authored and translated. SubhanAllah, such a great personality. He is now amidst, obviously, much time has been taken up, but I will call, inshallah, he will address on a very important topic. And the first topic is the companions' rankings, classifications, and hierarchies. Mufti Abdul Rahman, inshallah.